Welcome, everyone, to our Premier Insurance Partners podcast. This is a brand new podcast series we're starting today. It's January 2nd, 2019. We're excited to start another trip around the sun, as I like to say, as opposed to saying Happy New Year. I like to just get excited about another trip around the sun. This series of podcasts, we're going to talk about what it takes to be a top producer. I wrote a book a few years back that's called Extreme Producers, Their Insights and Secrets. That book came about because in my business, what I do is I talk to top producers all day long, every day. And really, I just ask them, how do you do what you do? How did you become a top producer and how do you stay there? And these producers, which I now call extreme producers, are some of the best out there. And what we're going to do in this series of podcasts is tackle and explain some of their secrets, which really aren't secrets because we all know what it takes to be successful, just like we all know what it takes to lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds. We all know what we're supposed to do, but do we do it? And that's the problem, is that we don't do it. So in this series of podcasts, we're going to tackle some of those issues and give you some of the insights to these secrets from these extreme producers. And what I want to do is take some topics out of the book, Extreme Producers. You can actually buy it on Amazon or just grab it off of our website at Premier Insurance Partners. And the website is PIP1.com. That's www.PIP1.com. But tip number five is the one we're going to talk about today, but first, let's just briefly talk about tip number one, which is mental toughness. You have to be mentally tough to be an extreme producer, to be one of the top performing agents and do it year in and year out. Some people get lucky 1 year, but to do it consistently, you have to have mental toughness and be willing to do the things that others aren't, just like losing weight. A lot of people can't lose weight because they're not willing to do the things they know they should do. They're just not willing to do those, like pass up on desserts or go exercise a little bit. They know they should do it, but they just can't bring themselves to do it. So the difference between success and failure isn't any big secret, but there are some insights that can help you get there. So let's tackle the first one. In order to be a top producer, without question, and this is a question that I ask agents when I talk to them on the phone almost initially, is I want to know, do you have a prospecting system? If someone doesn't have a prospecting system, a consistent prospecting system that they use over and over and over again, I guarantee you they are not a top producer. If somebody tells me the way they make money is by referrals, either they've been in the business for more than a decade and they got lots of clients that they can get referrals from, or they're an extremely good person at working the golf course and getting clients off that. But most people, they do not make a living off referrals. They make a living, consistent living, as I always say, off of a prospecting system. Hey, thank you for listening to our podcast. We want to take a quick break and give you a little commercial on what's hot right now. What's hot right now are two things: Medicare products and annuities. If you want the hottest selling annuities out there right now, call us about our 5-year rate annuities. Currently, as of today, January 2nd, 2019, we can get you a 4% rate guaranteed for 5 years, pays you a great commission from an awesome company. That, without question, is a hot seller. Secondly, if you're in the Medicare marketplace, in the Medicare arena, I want to point out we have a new Medicare supplement coming out here the 1st of February. Please give us a call. It will be by far the lowest rates out in the states where it's approved. And give us a call at 855-827-1661 for all your Medicare supplement needs. And be sure and ask about our Medicare selling toolkit. This is free to you if you come to our website, our Medicare selling toolkit. Come to our website at PIP1.com and be sure and download that. Today, starting the new year, let's talk about how you can prospect and have a consistent prospecting system and do it for free. And you might say, well, how do I do that for free? And I'm going to give you a tip from a top producer I talked to over 20 years ago, back in the 1990s. And I've always remembered this, and I tell this to agents all the time, and they all love it. So first off, you need a consistent prospecting system. And this particular agent uses direct mail. He used to use direct mail to sell Medicare supplement policies. Now he uses it a lot to sell annuities as well. Different lead piece, obviously, but the same thing, direct mail. So how do you get direct mail to go out consistently, and how do you do it for free? Well, it's let me tell you what he had. So you know what the secret is, which really isn't a secret. It's direct mail. But what's the little insight we can give you to make it for free? So what this agent did, and still does, is when he did his direct mail, he first figured out, when does my credit card bill me? When does the new cycle start? And that's the day he wants the lead vendor, the direct mail vendor, to bill him and drop his leads. Because he knows that when a new cycle starts, he has 30 days before he's going to get the bill from his credit card that he paid the vendor. So if the vendor drops the mail on the start of the billing cycle, his leads will start coming back within 10 days to 2 weeks, and then he can go out and see those prospects. So he can easily start seeing prospects and make sales within 4 to 7 weeks. We all know that you get your credit card statement, and it's a 30-day cycle, and then once you get the statement, you have about another 30 days to pay that statement. So what he does is he has the leads drop at the start of his credit card billing cycle. He gets the leads back easily within 10 days to 2 weeks. And then he sees those people, sets up appointments. He makes the sale, and the policy is issued and paid within a total of 60 days. So he has used the credit card company's money for free for 60 days that has paid his lead costs, and then of course he makes the sales, whether it's annuities or Medicare supplements for this particular agent, and then he's already gets paid within that total time period of 60 days, and then he pays back his credit card company. So if you want to know how you can pay for leads, even if you don't have the upfront money, but we all know you have upfront money, you just might choose to spend the money somewhere else, maybe on pizza or beer. But he chose to invest in himself. If you invest in yourself, you're going to have a much greater return than if you invest anywhere else. That's why so many people go to college. They invest in themselves and a lot of money to go to college, but they know it will pay off with better jobs and higher lifetime earnings. So I can't recommend enough that top producers invest in themselves first, just like going to college. Then they have a consistent prospecting system. And when I say consistent, I don't mean you do this once for 1 month and see how it works, and then 3 months later, if it worked, you do it again. No. The other part of having a prospecting system is that it has to be consistent. So with this agent, he taught me what he does, his little secret, if you will, his insights to the secret, is he gets the lead vendor. When he signs up with the lead vendor, he gives them at least 4 months that he's going to sign up. So he commits to the vendor that he wants the vendor to drop on the same date every month for 4 months, because he figures if I do at least 4 months, then I'm going to have a good sample size to know if this really works. If he just does it for 1 month or one mail drop, he may have tremendous luck or he may have no luck, and there's no way to really determine if it was a good mailer or a bad mailer because the sample size is too small. So the top producer secret for this podcast is a consistent prospecting system. How do you do it? If you're going to do direct mail, you're going to get the lead vendor to do it for you once a month for at least 4 months in a row. You're going to have it set up so it coincides with the billing cycle of your credit card. That gives you 30 days to pay it back, which is ample enough time to get the leads back, see the prospects, make the sale, get them paid, and get your commission. So with that, we are going to continue in our next podcast with another prospecting method of top producers and how they do it. And we're going to continue in this series of discussion of how extreme producers get there and how do they stay there. So with that, thank you for joining me on this first part of January 1st of 2019 podcast series. This is Jerry Harabin with Premier Insurance Partners. Give us a call toll-free at 855-827-1661. That's 855-827-1661. Or visit our website at www.pip1.com. That's PIP1.com. Have a blessed week.